Friday, January 21st, 2011, from Oroville. News, announcements, interviews, music, starting with the weather report. Sunny with scattered clouds. The high today is 28 degrees centigrade. The wind is northeasterly, 21 kilometers per hour, with a heat index of 29. Tonight's low will be 23 degrees, and tonight is a full moon. There'll be a 20% chance of precipitation throughout the coming week. Listen now to Karen Litvin talking about a book she's preparing on eco-villages worldwide. Hi, Karen.
Hi, Marlenka.
So, here you are again visiting Oroville, and this time you're concentrating on...
Well, this time I have students with me, as usual. I have 15 students from the University of Washington, but I'm also trying to get finished with a book that I've been working on for the last couple of years on the global eco-village movement.
You're visiting various villages around Oroville, all Tamil Nadu, or what?
No, I've visited villages, eco-villages all around the world. I've visited about 20 communities on 5 continents. Communities in the affluent world and the developing countries, religious communities, secular communities, rich, poor, you name it, really. Hot climates, cold climates, barren climates, luscious climates. And what I've found is that there is this movement for sustainability that includes a spiritual dimension happening all around the world, no matter what religion or political ideology or ecosystem people find themselves in. All over the world, people are trying to find a way of living that's viable for the long run, socially, ecologically, and within.
So this sounds like a book that's a must-read.
I hope so. This is the first book that I will have written for a non-academic audience, and I'm trying to really make it quite accessible to the mainstream, and hopefully people who have never even really thought much about these things will read it, but hopefully it'll be interesting to people who have as well.
Great. And when will this be available?
Well, first I have to write it, and I still haven't found a publisher, but I have a big publisher who's very interested, and I imagine the decision will come in the next few months, and I will finish writing it in the summer. So within a year is my hope.
Great. Thanks a million, Karen.
You're very welcome, Marlenka.
Tonight, the 21st, a musical evening at Kalakendra Bharat Nevas concludes Celestine's photo exhibition and installation, I Am Art, Being Myself. There will be 2 music concerts. The first will be at 6, devotional songs on Sri Aurobindo and the Mother by Sri Mohan Mistry and his group from the ashram in Pondicherry. At 7 p.m., a sarod recital by Sri Devi Prasad, accompanied by tabla. Well, 29th January, Lively Up Your Earth Festival is fast approaching. There will be so many cool things happening for that festival, including Himal Spider Rider and the Ferris Brothers. There will be 7 bands playing and loads of demonstrations, including the Oroville Earth Institute's pressed mud brick machine, natural dyeing, spirulina, workshops, permaculture, a huge eco platform, pottery, various types of food, etc., etc. Well, help is still needed, even at this late date. So volunteers are so welcome. The last meeting, the last chance to get involved, happens on Monday the 24th, 5 p.m. at Solitude. Interested in sustainable horticulture, cultivating difficult land, maintaining and generating biodiversity, or simply in need of an encouraging example of how to grow some of your own food, then come visit Pebble Garden for an interesting and inspiring talk by Deepika and Bernard and a brief tour. Every Friday, circumstances permitting, 3 p.m. at Solar Kitchen, contact Rajan 948-641-6190 for more information. Strength, if it is spiritual, is a power for spiritual realization. A greater power is sincerity. And the greatest power of all is grace. That's from Sri Aurobindo. You've been listening to Oroville Radio with Marlenka on microphone, in studio Andrea, Miriam, and Yahlom. Further information can be had from oroville radio.org. Thanks for listening.